Frank will face Judge Hill today. The Atlanta Constitution, Monday, 10th May 1915, page 1, column 4. For fourth time date will be fixed for execution of the prisoner in the Fulton Tower. When he is brought before Judge Ben Hill this morning to hear the date fixed for his execution for the murder of Mary Fagan, Leo Frank will address the court. It was said last night that he will take full advantage of this opportunity to plead his innocence and to impress upon the courts and public the injustice he alleges has been done him. Conference of Lawyers. A conference of Frank's attorneys was held in Mr. Rosser's office in the Grant Building until long after dark Sunday afternoon. The conference included Luther Rosser, Henry A. Alexander, Herbert Haas, Leonard Haas, and others. Members of this defense had no statement to make when approached by reporters. Mr. Alexander stated that there was nothing to be given out. It was said that the prisoner was consulted relative to the meeting of the council. All is in readiness for the fixing of the new date, excepting the issuance of the writ of habeas corpus, which is expected as soon as Judge Ben Hill takes the bench this morning at 9 o'clock. Application already filed. The application for the writ was filed Monday morning a week ago, when Solicitor Dorsey sought to have the date for the execution fixed before the mandate was received from the United States Supreme Court. Upon the occasion of his last resentencing, Frank made an address to Judge Hill, in which he predicted that truth would eventually prevail, exonerating him, and in which he also branded his conviction a supreme injustice. The court will, in all probability, keep the hour of Frank's appearance in court a secret in order to forestall the crowd that will attempt to enter the courtroom, as has been the case on all previous appearances of Frank.